The Charity of the Week.
Now, Sandy, we've been hearing about the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association this week as our Charity of the Week, and it's very timely because World Cancer Day is approaching, isn't it?
It's fast approaching. Sadly, around the world, 10 million people die from cancer every year. But you know, 50% of those cases are preventable. So adopting healthier behaviours and screening for early signs will reduce cancer risks. So World Cancer Day is an international day marked on the 4th of February to raise awareness of cancer and to encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. The current campaign is about closing the care gap. So understanding and recognising that the cancer care received can be a bit of a postcode lottery. Everyone deserves better access to health and cancer services, no matter where you were born, where you live or what age you are.
And what might be happening on the Isle of Man with regards to World Cancer Day this year?
Well, we always acknowledge this day in some way, but this year we are organising an event at the Commiss Hotel. As an association, we are extremely passionate about research and raising awareness, so we want the day to be a really positive experience. We've got several speakers throughout the day and we're inviting all cancer charities on the island to join us too and to host an information table for the duration of the event. So really it's going to be about everything that's going on in the UK that's positive about treatments and research. So I think it'll be a good listen, it'll be a good day for anyone who wants to attend.
And you've been through your own journey, obviously, as we know, we've spoken to you before about this. But so you are the perfect person to really get a good perspective on how things have changed and developed. And I presume they have quite considerably progressed over the years.
I think they have developed so much. I think back in the day, radiotherapy could be quite harsh on the body. I think that has improved significantly over the years. And surgery, then chemotherapy was the only option. Today, there's so many different options. I mean, I know there are 20 different types of breast cancer. Everyone has to be treated differently. But even now, it's like bench to bedside. Every lady is given her tailor-made treatment. And hopefully it's not as invasive as it used to be back in the day. Immunotherapy is coming to the fore in breast cancer as well. And that's an amazing way of trying to get rid of this disease.
I know we have great facilities over here for breast cancer. What about other cancers? How much treatment can we have on the Isle of Man? Do you sort of have to go off island?
I think, yes, a lot of Manx residents have to go off island for treatment. But this is why we help to fund the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre, because we know Manx residents are going to be treated there and treated very well there. I've just been on a recent visit to Clatterbridge and it is amazing. It really is. It's state-of-the-art equipment. The nurses are so dedicated and passionate. And it didn't feel, when we went onto the oncology suite, it didn't feel like you're walking into oncology. It really didn't. It was a very relaxed atmosphere. People are laughing, having a cup of tea. It didn't appear to be stressful at all, because it can be a stressful journey, but they make it hopefully a more pleasant journey for anybody.
And it's incredible to think that that whole facility may not actually exist if it wasn't for the support of people on the Isle of Man.
I'd like to think so. Yes, absolutely. Yes, we are. We have helped to fund a lot of the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre because we know that Manx patients will benefit from it.
Now, obviously, there's the treatment side of it. There's the medical side of it. But really, you need a support network around you, don't you, really, when you're going through something like a cancer diagnosis? What sort of support is there on the Isle of Man?
Well, I believe Man in Cancers are setting up a wonderful facility, at the hospital. I think they're raising funds at the moment for that. So in the future, I don't know what their deadline is for it, but, you know, that sort of support will be readily available. But at the moment, please contact Macmillan Cancer Information Centre. You know, they're always there, 10 to 1 every day. And if you need any support at all. But if you've got a specific cancer that you're worried about, there are, if you go onto the website and have a look, say, for instance, Macmillan or Roy Castle Lung Cancer Foundation, they've got their own services where you can talk to a nurse, you can get advice, and you can talk to somebody about the treatment, how you're feeling, side effects. So individual cancer charities in the UK will have those support services of Ask a Nurse.
And the event on World Cancer Day on February the 4th at the Commiss is the perfect opportunity, isn't it, for someone to go and find out more and meet with people they might be able to speak to.
Yeah, we're hoping to have all the cancer charities there to have a little information table. So yes, you can find out more there. But really, it's going to be about the speakers. So we've got some very interesting speakers. Heather Christian, she obviously lives on the island. She's going to be representing Roy Castle and also talk about her journey. And then we've got our PhD student is coming over. We've funded a PhD student for 3 years. So she's coming over to talk about her progress. And then we've got Professor Christian Ottensmeier, who was the first consultant to give a gentleman who was suffering from head and neck cancer a vaccine. And I think this is the way to go in the future. Cancer vaccines for treatment. And he was having treatment every month. And the last time I spoke to Christian, this gentleman was cancer free. So what an amazing story. And his cancer had come back 4 times over the course of 11 years.
And so it sounds like the event is going to be more about, as you say, positivity, about hope, about maybe sort of getting rid of some of those fears, because you're going to get a better idea of what might happen if you are going through treatment and diagnosis.
Absolutely. I think back in the day when you were told you had cancer, you really did think it was a death sentence. But there is so much research going on at the moment that, yes, there is a lot of hope out there, a lot of hope.
Oh, Sandy, thank you so much for talking to us. Just remind us where we can find out more, mainly about this event for World Cancer Day, but also where we can get information.
Well, just ring me on 252725.